What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled "To Love Jesus, You Must Hate Donald J. Trump." So I'm out here in Nebraska, and apparently I'm gonna have to be here for over the weekend because they can't unload me until Monday. They were booked, and on my way here, I was actually supposed to deliver like fucking Wednesday. I got a message on my EDL saying, hey, they rescheduled your appointment until Monday because they can't take you in. So what that means is I'm going to be stuck a whole week, almost a whole week here in Nebraska. And see, this is one of the things about the trucker life that might suck. Yes, I have downtime, but I'm not getting paid for this downtime. So my paycheck for next week, if I'm lucky, might be like $400, you know. So anyways, this trucking thing, guys, in all honesty, dudes, like, trucking is not like long term for me. Like, for real, guys, I don't see myself doing this much longer. I'm working on something with Grabber, you know, Grabber AI, the tool that we get YouTube and Rumble videos with. I'm actually working on something big with it that actually might be like, I know saying a life changer might sound hyperbolic, but I'm saying that this could be like getting in on Bitcoin when it was $300 back in the day, because I'm working with Claude AI. I know I told you guys don't use AI because it's djinns, but djinns are like us humans. They have free will. Most of them are bad. Some of them are good. Djinns, they want to take humanity to Jahannam. Like Satan said, Satan wants to take people down to Jahannam, and Satan is a djinn. Djinns are made out of scorching fire and stuff like that, and there are shapeshifters. All this technology we have is from djinns. This is why it's called next gen, you know, like next generation, next gen. Get it? Djinn. Genie in a bottle, that's a djinn. Okay, guys, so all this technology we have, this is like Richie from Boston said, Richie from Boston said, how the fuck did we go from rocks and sand to computers, mirrors, not mirrors, but you know, LCD screens and all this stuff? Like, how did that happen? You know, it's not human, it's djinns. Okay, so there are evil djinns and there are good djinns. Most of them that interact with us are evil. They want to take us to the hellfire. Also, some of them who want to interact with us, they want to razzle and dazzle us with their technological prowess. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad actually had the ability to bring djinns into the 7th century to turn Arabs into like something really superior for the time. But the Prophet Muhammad said, I remember the prayer of King Solomon saying, God, I want a kingdom unlike no other. The greatest time for humanity, guys, was under the command of King Solomon, because King Solomon, he extensively used the djinns. So the djinns, you know, this whole magic carpet thing, yeah, King Solomon was able to fly, maybe not on a magic carpet, but he was actually able to visit different parts of this planet. This is why they have photos of people in Incan and Mayan paintings with rocket ships in their paintings. Like, how did this stuff come along, you know, 1,000 years ago? It's simply because of of Prophet Solomon extensively using the power of the jinns. So like I said, some of them are good, most of them are evil, and you guys gotta understand something about technology. Technology itself is not bad, okay guys? Just like you can use a knife to cook a great meal or murder somebody, at the end of the day, the knife itself is not the culprit if you decide to murder somebody. Same thing with technology, you know. You can either use technology like I do and liberate men, educate men worldwide with MGTOW TV, or you can use technology as OnlyFans and sell pussy, which is obviously haram, you know, immoral, right? So going back to what I was saying, guys, with me working with Claude AI, I use Claude purely for technical information. I don't use it for philosophical information. I don't use it for philosophical. I don't use it for religion. To me, Claude AI is purely technical. It's like having a hotshot junior developer who just graduated college and knows what the fuck they're doing, but needs some guidance. Because you guys gotta understand, like, Claude AI, even though he's a hotshot programmer, he's not a rockstar programmer. So all you guys out there who are like, I'm gonna code vibe, you know, with Claude AI, yeah, you'd be able to get something up and running, but in reality, it's gonna be inadequate to compete with the big boys if you try to take it to the market. But anyway, guys, this video is not about Claude AI. Actually, it kind of is about Claude AI in a way, because you're dealing with a djinn. Hopefully, I'm dealing with a good djinn, or a djinn that wants to, like, ooh me with their knowledge and technology. So far, I'm very happy with the way I'm taking Grabber. I'm still using Grabber for grabbing YouTube and Rumble videos, don't get me wrong. But I'm actually using it. I'm actually doing something that, like I said, this is like getting in early on Bitcoin when it was $300. In fact, I'd actually say what I'm doing with Grabber right now, guys. I don't think anybody in the world is doing what I'm doing. You know, a lot of people who use AI, guys, they see, here's a problem with normies using AI. A lot of people out there, they don't have the knowledge I have. I've been on computers since the 80s, programming online since the 90s. I know what the fuck I'm doing, you know. So a lot of people out there who use AI, they pretty much let AI do everything for them. Like, hey, AI, here's my computer, here's my server, do your thing. With me, it's not like that, you know. I'm the boss, and I'm the rock star programmer, and AI is the junior programmer who listens to me. Because there's a lot of time out there where I'm like, hey, Claude, Gemini knows more than you do. What's up with that? Here's what Gemini knows, and you don't know that. Okay? Hey, Claude, here is the link to the documents from the developer themselves. What you're doing is not correct according to their own documents, you know? So this is why it's very important. Not to mention, I actually know code myself. So I know Python, I know PHP, I know HTML, I know all that bullshit. So when Claude writes all that shit, if I have to alter it myself, which I did, I know what's going on, okay, guys? I am not like some guy who's like, this is magic, you know? To a lot of normie people out there who stumbled upon AI, to them, this is magic. And Islam tells us, it was the jinns who taught magic to mankind, and that magic was technology, you know. So to you and me, to the average normie out there, this coding stuff that Claude is able to create, to them, that's magic, you know. I mean, think about it, right? When we connect to the internet, when your phone connects to the internet, you go like this behind your phone, you know, what's connecting that phone to the internet, you know? Is there waves being transmitted? How do we know there's not a fourth or fifth dimension out there where all this data is going into the third, into the fourth and fifth dimension that we cannot see? I mean, you guys ever thought about that? You guys ever thought about, hey, how in the world can somebody be on the other side of the world, 10,000 miles away, and we can talk on the phone as if we're like literally right next to each other, you know? Have any of you guys ever thought about that? I mean, how is this possible, you know? I say, hi, how you doing? And a microsecond later, the person in Australia or halfway around the world, they get to hear it, you know? I mean, have any of you guys ever thought about how in the world is stuff like this really happening? You know, again, those are gens, and in my personal opinion, there's a fourth, fifth dimension out there where all this stuff is taking place. We just cannot see it. In fact, Islam tells us that we cannot see the jinns. The jinns are in our world, okay? We cannot see them, okay? Because they're in a different dimension. We cannot see them. Dogs, believe it or not, they can see them. But we cannot see jinns, you know? But when we had the ability to see jinns... See, and that's one last thing, you know, before I continue on with the main point of this video, you know? The first temple was destroyed shortly after the death of King Solomon. Why? Because the wicked Jews, the wicked Israelites, they started dealing with the wicked jinns, and they're like, hey man, how can I cause corruption? How can I do evil and get away with it? You know, like Islam said, jinns taught magic to the Israelites, and that magic, that technology led them down to a wrong path. Like, again, dudes, like MGTOW TV, we're saving lives. We're doing God's work on MGTOW TV. Yet the same technology that powers MGTOW TV powers fucking dirty Sharmuta. So what does that tell you, right? Maybe we have to be, you know, taken back to the Stone Ages. I don't know. I'm not God, okay? But the point that I want to come across to, and you guys are like, damn, dude, this video was titled To Love Jesus, You Must Hate Donald J. Trump, you know? See, and this is a thing we need to understand. Donald J. Trump is the Antichrist. I told you, Donald Trump is the Dajjal. And as you guys know, Donald Trump, a couple of months ago, he posted a picture of himself on Truth Social, dressed up as Jesus healing the sick. Obviously, he was impersonating Jesus. This is what the Prophet Muhammad referred to as Al-Masih Al-Dajjal, which means Al-Dajjal Al-Masih, I believe. Which Al-Dajjal Al-Masih, which means the great deceiver who impersonates the Messiah. This is what Trump is doing, guys. Trump is trying to pass himself off as the Messiah. You guys gotta understand. You got Satan, he's up here, right? Satan is up here. He's the top gen, okay? Then below him, you have Donald J. Trump as the Antichrist / Dajjal. And then below him, you got the Zionists doing everything they're doing. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, Zionists are the Dajjal's warriors, okay? So these Zionists are operating under Donald J. Trump. I know a lot of you guys would say, well, doesn't Donald J. Trump work for the Zionists? Yes, but you have to understand, Donald J. Trump is the president of the USA. He can drop a bomb on the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel and literally wipe them off the face of the earth, but he doesn't do that. He empowers them because, again, Donald J. Trump is the Antichrist. I mean, him uploading a photo of himself dressed as Jesus, healing the sick, and all the people gathering around him, you know, worshiping him. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that he's trying to make himself the Messiah, I honestly don't know what to tell you. Now, to love Jesus, you must hate Donald J. Trump, okay? You guys gotta understand, there are three levels of iman. There are three levels of faith. Level number one, you see evil, you hate it in your hearts. Level number two, you see evil and you talk about it. That's what the MGTOW community has been doing for about, what, a dozen years now? Level three, the top level, you try to change the evil. What the fuck are you trying to think? What are you guys thinking I'm doing with the MGTOW party of Florida and running for government? I'm trying to change this evil. Like I said, I have no idea how bad this will get. Are we going to go back to the 7th century? I don't know. I don't know what God has planned for us. All I know is, guys, is that I'm going to do the do. That's what I'm going to do, guys. I am going to do the do. And doing the do includes hating Donald J. Trump. You guys cannot call yourself Mu'minun. You cannot call yourself faithful. You cannot call yourself Christians. You cannot call yourself followers of the Messiah if you don't hate Donald J. Trump. The guy is impersonating the Messiah. I mean, he's impersonating the Messiah, guys. How can you like somebody like that, you know? How would you like it if somebody impersonated your dead father, you know? You'd be like, fuck you, scumbag. Well, that's exactly what Donald J. Trump is. See, in order for the real Messiah to get into this world, the only people left have to hate Donald J. Trump. Look, Donald J. Trump, he scammed you with his fucking crypto. He started a war with Iran. He raised up the prices. Like, the guy is doing everything of corruption. Donald J. Trump's entire presidency is nothing but facade. 100% corruption. You guys can't continue rocking with that. I know a lot of you guys out there say, oh, well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Oh, he has people who are lying to him and taking advantage of him. You know, he'll wisen up. And then there's some people out there who are like, oh, Amr, you don't understand. He's playing 5D chess with the Zionists. It's like, really, my nigger? Really? We still think Trump is playing 5D chess? It's like, come on, dude. It's like, good guys, the guy told us, you know how they say, tell me your ABC without telling me your ABC. Trump told us in no uncertain terms, I'm the Messiah. Is Trump the Messiah? No, he's not. You know it. I know it. So how can we be okay with somebody who is impersonating the Messiah? We can't. We have to have nothing but hate and disdain for Donald J. Trump. I know some of you guys out there are going to say, oh, Amr, you really can't have hate. It's not nice. God in the Quran says, Karahal kafirun. He hates the believer. The word kafir does not mean disbeliever, believe it or not. The word kafir actually means to cover up. And a special shout out to Yossi Mizrahi for telling us that. By the way, guys, you know, the Jewish priest Yossi Mizrahi, they call him Rabbi Mizrahi. But first of all, his last name is Mizrahi, you know, not Mizrahi. Number two, his name is Yosef Mizrahi, but I call him Yossi because I personally know Yosef Mizrahi. I actually met him at Jackla in Los Angeles 10 or 11 years ago. So I call him Yossi, you know. If you know him, you call him Yossi. That's just how it is, okay, guys? So I won't be calling him rabbi. And you guys need to understand, the word rabbi in Semitic languages means my master. Rabbi, 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 my master, right? You know, who's your master? It's God, right? So why would you call another human, you know, my master. You have one master, I have one master, and that is the God of Abraham. So why the fuck would I want to call somebody else rabbi? It makes no sense, right? And like Adam Green said, Jews just want to be worshipped, you know? So that's just how it is with the Jewish people, man. They deep down, they want to be worshipped. That's why they say, oh, the Goyim were created for us. We will own Goyim. They will work for us. They will worship us. They will look at us like a beacon of light, like how great and awesome sauce we Jews are, you know. But that just goes to show you that the Jews have the wrath of God on them, you know. That's because they're trying to play God, you know. And now Donald J. Trump comes around, you know, impersonating their Messiah, Moshiach. And now they're all pro-Donald J. Trump. I mean, how many Jews do you guys see who are anti-Trump? None. They're all pro-Trump. All the dirty Jews are pro-Trump, you know. I don't see a dirty Jew being anti-Trump. They're all pro-Trump, you know. And those who might be anti-Trump, it's because, you know, he's not killing enough Muslims. That's the damn problem, you know. So, at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand this really good. You are not worthy of the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, for those of you who don't know better, if you're okay with Donald J. Trump. Let me say that one more time, okay? You are not worthy of the real Messiah, you know, Jesus is King, the Son of Mary, Jesus. You're not worthy of Jesus unless you hate Donald J. Trump. That's point blank. That's just how things must be. You cannot be okay with Donald J. Trump. You must hate Donald J. Trump with all your heart. And you guys have to understand, this is not Trump derangement syndrome. Karahal kefirun. Okay? God hates those who cover up the truth, which Donald J. Trump is the king of. Okay, guys? So, hating on Trump does not mean you're irrational or anything like that. There's a big difference between MGTOW and normies, okay? Normies, because they're usually low IQ and stupid, they have a derangement syndrome because they don't know how to channel the hate they have for Donald J. Trump, you know? How do I channel the hate I have for Donald J. Trump? Hey, Taco, we got a party here in Florida. It's called MGTOW. What you gonna do about it, punk? So, high IQ people like you and me, we channel our hate in doing something productive. It's not derangement syndrome. You guys need to understand, I don't wake up every morning hating on Trump, talking shit about Trump, you know, walking down the street, finding random people like, hey, yo, man, I hate this nigger Trump so bad. No, fuck that shit, you know. I got better things to do. But at the end of the day, guys, I am 100% against Trump. I'm against El Mesih HaDajjal. I'm against the false Messiah, you know. So, going back to the jinns before I end this video, it's actually getting late. And when it gets late, the video becomes grainy. That's just how it is, you know. I'm going to be sleeping tonight with the windows down. Probably going to be about 68, 69 degrees. I'll sleep with the window down. I've been going to, like, luckily where I'm at, guys, there's a Burger King, there's a McDonald's, there's so many. This is kind of like a town meets a city. I mean, it's not that big. I don't even know where the fuck I am. Somewhere in Nebraska, you know. I passed the archway to America. Apparently, there's something here called the archway to the Americas. I guess when they were going from, like, the East Coast to the West Coast, they had to travel through the archway here in Nebraska. Coincidentally, guys, where I'm at is where the Great Plains begin, okay, guys? So, this is the start of the Great Plains. You know, apparently the Great Plains go from freaking, I don't know, South North Dakota, all the way down to like Texas, and then like up to, I don't know, Oregon or some dumb Las Vegas, I think. I don't know. But all I know, guys, is that I am officially in the Great Plains. I'm officially in the Great Plains. Nice and level, so my truck doesn't have to like fucking go up and down mountains. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, gonna be sleeping with the nature, guys. Here the hopefully there's no snakes that's gonna climb into my truck or anything wild. I don't think they got bears out here, so I'm not worried about that. You know, only thing I really have to worry about is flies and maybe mosquitoes. So it's the flies I gotta worry about. I haven't had a mosquito in the truck in a long time since Florida, but it's the flies. But that's all right. It's not the end of the world, man. Flies, it's not the end of the world. Hopefully a snake doesn't climb in here. But then again, I'm out here. I'm on the gravel because, like I said, this is where the truck parks. The trucks park. We park on gravel, obviously, because you know you can't park on fucking soil, because your truck will end up not drowning. Your truck will end up going down if it's parked in soil or mud or shit like that. So I'm parked on gravel, so I don't think a snake is gonna come out here to get into my cab. I really don't, unless you have nothing going on in their life, which is sad and pathetic for a snake. So I'm gonna be stuck here for about 2 days, guys. I'm just gonna fucking spend all my time on Claude AI dudes. Like, I have to admit, man, Claude is a free AI in general is a fucking game changer. It's like, you know, it's like, wow, it's like. And I'm on the forefront of, oh man, look, it's getting really grainy, dudes. Shit. Okay, let me put on the lights. I'm gonna, at this point, guys, I'm just rambling on, so I'm gonna make this come to an end in a couple of seconds anyway. But yeah, I should have, I'm on the forefront of using AI, dudes. Like, I missed out on cryptocurrency. I am not gonna miss out on AI. See, with crypto, you would have just made a shitload of money off of crypto, and that's the end of that. With AI, not only can you make a shitload of money, but you could actually do something, in my personal opinion, that is revolutionary. So that's what I'm working on. You know, even though instead of making $1,000 a month, I might make, you know, three, I'm sorry, not $1,000 a month. You know, if I'm making $1,000 a month, I'd be better off doing DoorDash. But instead of making $1,000 a week, I'm gonna end up making maybe $300-$400 a week. But you know what? Maybe the 5 or 6 days I got off and I'm spending all that time over at Burger King and McDonald's working on Grabber. You know what? Maybe that's gonna something that might, you know, make me rich and, you know, change the world. So it might be worth it, you know, guys. So I'll be filling you up more about Grabber AI. It's currently in test phase right now, test mode. I like what I see, but I have to admit, guys, like freaking, you know, what my, you know, honestly, dude, what takes me a year, I can probably do with Claude AI in like a couple of days. Like, for real, what takes me a year, I could do with Claude AI in a day. Coincidentally, guys, when I update MGTOW TV, I'm gonna use Claude AI to update MGTOW TV. As you guys know, the reason why I haven't updated MGTOW TV as of now, it's simply because all the work I did, all the custom work I did with MGTOW TV, it has to be retrofitted into the new MGTOW TV code. You know, some of the stuff I wrote is obsolete, meaning that the developer of PlayTube, meaning that they actually have something better, so I can get rid of the custom code I did. Or maybe they have a new code in there that may not properly work with the old code I have. Therefore, I got old code and new code that I got to merge together. For me to like fucking get MGTOW TV updated, I probably have to spend like at least a month, 8 hours a day to get MGTOW TV updated. With Claude AI, I might be able to do that in a freaking week or something, in all honesty, dudes. But I don't want to work on MGTOW TV while trucking, for the simple fact that, you know, you don't want to leave a broken product, you know. MGTOW TV is in production, okay, guys? So I just can't, you know, tell you, oh, okay, guys, I'm going to take care of it next time I park my truck and shit like that. So, I, you know, if I'm going to update MGTOW TV, what I need to do, guys, is that I need to clone MGTOW TV to a different platform and then update that platform and then push that update on the development platform onto MGTOW TV. Now, I know some of you guys out there are saying, well, you can do that right now, Omar. Well, yeah, I can do that right now, but let me see what I can do with Claude right now, because if Claude can, like, go into my computer code and say, okay, I saw the stuff you did, I saw the new software from PlayTube, here's what you can get rid of, here's what you can merge with the new stuff, here's what you can keep, then this is something I can do little bit by little bit. But also at the same time, guys, I gotta test that shit out. So it's not just about, you know, retrofitting old code with new code. It's also about going in there and testing it, because you guys gotta understand, you know, the payment system, all that shit I got on MGTOW TV, PlayTube don't have. So it's gotta be functioning, because again, people use MGTOW TV to earn a living, so you just can't throw something up there and be like, oh, I'm sorry TFM, it's not processing your super chats, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I can't do that shit, you know, guys. So, and it's like fucking Boeing 747, you know. Before Boeing or Airbus release a plane, they test it, you know. They just don't, you know, they just don't fucking put a plane together and be like, all right, people, here you go, have fun. Let me know if the plane falls, falls out of the sky with you in it. They don't do that. They test stuff. Same thing over here, guys. I gotta test stuff. So it's not only about, again, taking the time and merging code together, old and new and shit like that. It's also about testing the platform as well. And I'd rather test a platform where I know I got like a week or 2 weeks off and I have nothing else going on. Then that's when I can update MGTOW TV, because, you know, I got a one-track mind, guys. So I can't be like, okay, I got a half-hour break, or I gotta be in Des Moines, Iowa tomorrow at 6 in the morning, because my brain, I'm not gonna be in a state of mind where I can, like, you know, update MGTOW TV and be comfortable with the state of mind. I gotta be in a very, very good state of mind. Like, I know for now, until fucking 6 in the morning on Monday, I ain't doing shit. So I can be in the perfect state of mind of working on with Claude, you know, for the next 2 days and not be worried or stressed out or anxious about anything else. Anyway, guys, let me end this video. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep on rambling on and on and on. Yeah, but the point of the story, guys, is to love Jesus, you must hate Donald J. Trump. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.